The story of Mert and Marge. A new era is starting in our story today. Margie has moved in with Mert, and now the two girls are closer than ever. It seemed inevitable from the day they met. As you know, Margie has gone through some frightening experiences. She was kidnapped by the Houston gang, and only the quick action of Mert and Jack Arnold saved her from serious harm. In our last episode, Mert got a lucky break when one of the featured players became ill, and Mert went on in her stead. We'll join the girls in just a moment when the curtain goes up once more on the story of Mert and Marge. The scene is Mert's apartment. The girls have just gotten up and are in the middle of breakfast.
Will you have some more of these little sausages and another pancake, Margie?
You've only had 8 pancakes, but I'll make some more if you say the word.
Oh, I couldn't eat another one. I've enjoyed my breakfast so much. Oh, I know I'm going to be happy here with you, Myrtle, and it is sweet of you to let me come. I was very lonely at times over at Mrs. Morris's.
Well, I'm awfully glad to have you, dear. I've been lonesome, too. We'll have lots of fun together. And instead of eating in restaurants, we'll cook all our little dinners here. It'll be cheaper, too.
And I'll share all the expenses, and we'll keep a budget.
Well, we won't worry about that. I'll pay for everything, and then I'll let you know how much you owe.
Well, I have to be very saving. I owe you money now, and...
Oh, you needn't pay that for weeks, dear.
In Mother's last letter, she said Daddy's business was picking up a little. She's doing a little sewing to help out. I'll help him just as much as I can each week.
Well, let's figure a little.
We'll figure my expenses here first.
Well, we'll say $5 a week.
Oh, Myrtle, that's not enough.
Well, it's enough to start with. Get on your feet first, kid.
Oh, but it isn't enough.
All right. If you don't like it, go back to Mrs. Morris's. And say, did you say you needed a new jacket?
Well, it isn't far to the theater. And maybe with a new sweater.
Oh, come in here to my clothes closet. I want to show you something.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
See that? 3 coats and that old fur jacket.
Oh, Myrtle, this lovely silver fox. Oh, it's simply beautiful.
Well, try it on.
Oh, I've never had a fur coat on. Oh, look, I feel like a big teddy bear.
Do you like it, Margie?
Oh, I adore it. Could I borrow it once in a while?
Borrow my foot. You can have it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, Myrtle, why do you do all these things for me when you know I can't repay you, at least for a long time?
I don't know. Guess I'm just a sentimental fool. And I just like you.
Well, I'm not going to accept it, so there.
Well, you are, and that's that. Oh, that must be the man with your trunk. All right, mister. Set it right in here. That's fine. How much?
Well, I paid for it, Myrtle.
Good. All right. You can unpack it, Margie, and then I'll have Ben put the empty trunk down in the storeroom.
Well, there isn't much in it, and it won't take me very long.
Oh, I'll push my things over to this end of the closet. You take the other end. Lots of hangers in here.
My other 2 dresses won't take up that much room.
I'll sit down here and watch you. Oh, I've emptied the 2 top drawers in the dresser. You put your underwear and small things in there. What are you humming about, kid?
My fur jacket and everything. Gee, Myrtle, I'm a lucky girl.
Yeah, I wish I felt like humming this morning.
Yeah, I've noticed you've acted sort of downcast. Well, what is it, dear? Can I help you in any way?
Oh, I'm not downcast, Margie. I'm just downright disgusted with myself most of all. Margie, I hope that hall woman's back on the show tonight. I couldn't go on again and take another razzing from the girls like last night. Tell me, Margie, was I really as rotten as they said I was?
Oh, you were not. You sang the songs fine, as good as Miss Hall. And you look beautiful.
Yeah, looks. For my acting in the 2 scenes, I muffed half the first scene entirely and blew up in the other one.
You didn't tell me how I sang your chorus.
Well, I didn't hear you, dear. I was making a change, but the girl said you were great. Billy said you sang it better than me.
Oh, she would, the cat. Tell me, what did Mr. Hunt say about your performance?
Well, I didn't see him, remember? We hurried out of the theater.
Well, don't worry. You look so beautiful. And all on the stage by yourself. Oh, gosh, Merle, you were marvelous.
I look beautiful. Well, looks don't last, Margie. I got a few years left, and then what? They don't have old ladies in the chorus.
Oh, you're not an old lady. You look like a young girl. Anyway, maybe one of these days you'll marry Mr. Hunt and then settle down and be happy ever after, just like in the fairy tales.
Never given that much thought. I'm crazy about Ray. He seems to care a lot for me, but he's never asked me to marry him. He never mentions marriage. But then you got to give a guy time to think, I guess.
Oh, Myrtle, look. Here's a picture of Daddy and Mother when they were married. Wasn't Mother beautiful?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wonder what my parents look like.
And my real ones. Myrtle, how could a mother abandon her little baby in a stranger's hallway?
I wonder. And how could anybody leave a kid in a home for foundlings without even a last name? And then some dimwit names it Mert.
I was luckier than you, Myrtle. My name's Marguerite, and I know I'm 16. But I don't know my real birth date.
Well, I chose the day before New Year's for my birthday, so I'd always be sure of a celebration.
Oh, here's another picture. Look, that's how Mother and Dad look now.
Oh, they don't look old, Margie.
Oh, they're not old. Oh, here's one of Jimmy when he was 10. Wasn't he cute with his hair sticking up straight? It never would stay down.
Yeah, he's a cute little kid. What's that one? The baby picture.
Oh, this? This is me when I was a baby.
What?
What's the matter, Myrtle? You're white.
Nothing. Nothing. I just thought I saw a little ghost.
A ghost? How funny. Well, I was 6 months old when that was taken. Well, the trunk's all unpacked. Now the suitcase. Oh, where I put these things?
Push my things over on the dressing table and put your toilet articles there, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Margie, stand your little baby picture on the dresser, will you? Oh, I'll answer it. Hello? Hello, Jack. Yes, where are you? Yeah, I'll call her. Margie, Mr. Arnold on the phone.
Well, he wants me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello? Hello, Mr. Arnold? Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, I'm going to live here with Myrtle. Yes. Uh-huh. Just as soon as we can get there. All right. Goodbye, Mr. Arnold. Oh, Myrtle, Mr. Arnold wants us to come right over to the hospital. Jimmy's leaving, and he says this is our only chance to see him. He said to come right up to the room and not to speak to anyone on the way in. And his chauffeur, Mac, is on the way over to pick us up.
Well, we're all dressed. I'm ready. Margie, when did Jack say Jimmy was leaving the hospital?
Well, he didn't say, just to come right over.
Margie, I just thought of something.
What?
Do you remember what Billy said last night? Just before I went up on the stage, about seeing Jack Arnold and Ray Hunt and me and the Red Rooster that night you disappeared?
Oh, yes, I do. So that's what upset you so much in the first scene last night.
I'm wondering why she never mentioned it again to me, or to the girls, and got out of the theater in such a hurry. That dame has something up her sleeve. I better tell Jack about it as soon as I see him.
Oh, that must be Mac. Let's go.
Room 120.
Yes.
Hello, Jack.
Good morning, girls. Jimmy's leaving the hospital in just a few minutes, and he wanted to say goodbye to you, Miss Margie. I've got a cab waiting at the back entrance. I'm going to take him to an uptown station and put him on the train for a night or there.
Oh, Jack, will you drop around to my place when you come back from the depot? I have something important to tell you.
I'll do that, Myrtle.
Good.
You'd better see Jimmy now, Miss Margie. We've got to leave in just a minute, so come on in.
Oh, Marge. Hi, Mert.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, you look fine.
Yes, sir, you look swell.
I'm glad you came, Marge. You look great, too. Well, I'm going home. When I'm well enough to go to work, Mr. Arnold's going to find me a job. Oh, what a great guy he is, Marge. Made me take some dough so I won't be a burden on Ma and Pa while I'm there.
I like Mr. Arnold very much, too, Jimmy.
Just think, Marge. I'll be home for Sunday dinner. I'm going to buy a big chicken and everything that goes with it. And won't Ma be surprised? She don't know I'm coming.
Oh, Jimmy and I won't be there. Tell Mom to put on a plate for me just the same.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Time's up, fella. We've got to leave.
Goodbye, Jimmy.
Goodbye, sis. I'll write to you.
Well, good luck to you, Jimmy. Watch your step, son.
Goodbye, Mert. You sure have been good to Marge. She's lucky to have a friend like you. If she gets ornery, well, you make her mind. Just as if she were your own kid.
All right, Jimmy, I'll make her mind. Just as if she were my own kid.
Jimmy Minter's on his way home, and it looks as though he's going to stay out of trouble in the future. Maybe now Marge can settle down and be happy in a new job. Certainly with Mert to guide her, there's every chance for her. The only potential source of friction is Billy DeVere, who appears to know a few things that are best left unrevealed. And of course, we still have to reckon with the Houston gang. Will they still try to track Jimmy down or threaten Margie? We'll find out in the next entertaining episode in our story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.